Love is an attribute of God. But the number one is that God is all powerful. He has all power in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
I'll tell it again. He has all power in heaven and in earth. Don't be distressed. Don't be dismayed by what's going on. God's got it all in control. It's just the prophetic word of what's taking place in America. The prophetic word, put your wedding garment on, get it out of mothballs. The Lord is soon to come. Can you say praise the Lord? I said the Lord is soon to come. Get your garment out of the dry cleaners. So what does it say in the first verse, Revelation 19 and 1?
And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God.
That's the first time hallelujah is mentioned in the whole New Testament. Four times in Revelation 19, that's number one. Keep on reading.
For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore.
Who's the great whore?
Church.
The church. He's judged it. Read on.
Which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said in the third verse,
fornication is idolatry. People look up the word fornication right away. They think, oh, it has to do with man and woman. No, it has to do with idolatry. Now, there's a lot of folks that have idols. You don't need a visible idol set up. I know a lot of Protestant people, I said, that have spiritual adultery, fornication. I said, by their rules and their regulations, they put them before God. They put their idols before God, their self before God. So God judged them, Kevin?
He judged the great whore.
That they corrupt the earth with her fornication?
Mm-hmm.
What does the fornication mean, Kevin?
It's the idolatry. It's worshiping other gods or putting man's rules and regulations before God.
Putting man's rules and regulations before God. Continue on.
And hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Third verse. And again they said, Hallelujah.
Praise you the Lord. That's the second time. There's only, now this is in the, all the New Testament. Now it's only the second time that hallelujah is mentioned. Continue.
And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the four and twenty elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne saying, Amen. Hallelujah.
That's the third time. Now, what is that, Kevin, 4 and 20 elders? What is that?
It has to do with the 24 divisions of the priests.
The priests. Do you know that in heaven you're going to be assigned to the priesthood? I don't know if you realize this. In heaven, you're not just floating around in a fleecy cloud. There's going to be different orders that continually there are going to be those, the priests, that will be ministering. You know, like they ring the bell, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Hear the bell ringing, ding-a-ling, ring that bell again, ding-a-ling. It's going to be more than a bell. I said, we're going to rule and reign, you understand? We're going to be kings and priests ruling and reigning upon the inhabitants of the earth. This earth ain't coming to an end, the age we're living in. This earth will be peopled, not by us. We are kings and priests. We got a higher place in life, but this earth will be peopled throughout eternity. What do you think he's coming back for? We're not going to rule over one another. We're ruling over people that will be born throughout eternity. Why do you think God has extra planets? People say, you see, they never figured here when they made these roads of what was going to happen in the future. God has already planned for the future. Folks say, well, how can that be that people will be born forever on this earth? They'll be overpopulated. No, God has other planets ready.
Yeah.
People will get it one day. Robert Moses never planned for the future. When they made the Brooklyn Bridge, they never planned. They were just used to horse-drawn carriages going over that bridge. It's kind of narrow when you go over it. They never planned for the future. But you see, God has plans for the future. The future with the Lord is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Where are people going to live? That's why God has everything planned. Them planets ain't just out there spinning around for no reason at all. He got it prepared for eternity. You don't have to start all over again. Every time you go down a road, they're doing construction, and there's still not enough room. And my daughter heard on television that in 4 more years, you're not going to be able to travel on these roads. There's going to be so many cars. Mm-hmm. So what are the 420 elders, Kevin?
That has to do when the children of Israel finally came into the promised land and they were no more wandering, that King David took the priests and he made 24 different divisions of them through their families. And they were assigned set times where they would leave home and come to the temple to minister before the Lord. So that's a representation of the priesthood that's to be in heaven.
You're part of the priesthood. You're part of the royal family. Everybody say royal family.
Royal family.
What are the four beasts, Kevin?
That Ezekiel saw too, had a vision of them. It had the four beasts with the head with the ox and the face of a man and an eagle, I believe.
It's the strength of the believers. Strength and authority and power. Can you say praise the Lord? They fell down and they worshiped God that sat on the throne and said, amen! You know what amen means? Amen is what? So be it. And also means, what did I preach on, Kevin, on amen?
On truth, on faithful.
Truth. And amen means believe. And that word amen also means that God is the amen. He is the head of it all. God is the amen. It says, go on, keep on reading. So that's the third time it says hallelujah in the fourth verse, Kevin?
Right.
Third time it says hallelujah?
That's right.
All right, continue. What else you got?
Fifth verse, a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God.
It said what?
Praise our God.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
All ye his servants and ye that fear him, both small and great.
Go ahead.
Sixth verse, and I heard as it were, the voice of a great multitude.
It was what?
The voice of a great multitude.
Oh, my God. Wait till we get up there and we have church. I want to tell you what. Now, what were they doing, the great multitude?
It was the voice of many waters.
Oh, have you ever been to Niagara Falls, folks? How many ever been there? You hear the roaring of the water when it goes over the falls? It says that when we're praising the Lord, it's going to be greater than Niagara Falls.
That's right.
Hello? I can't wait. It said it will be as what, Kevin?
It will be as the voice of many waters.
It'll be as what, Kevin?
The voice of many waters.
You ever hear the waves when they come crashing into the shore? Voice of many waters going over Niagara Falls. The waves coming in. It said when people have praised the Lord up there, it's going to be thunderous. It's going to be a voice of many waters.
Living Bible says, like the waves of 100 oceans crashing on the shore.
It says what, Kevin?
Like the waves of 100.
Like the waves of 100 oceans crashing on the shore. Oh, I can't wait. Hallelujah. You folks that know those that don't like noise, they're not going to be in heaven and they're sure not going to like hell. Because in hell, there's going to be a lot of noise in hell. There's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth in hell. So folks that don't like noise, they're not going to like heaven. They're not going to like hell. They're going to be miserable. So what are you reading, Kevin?
Sixth verse.
Go ahead.
Read it again.
Stop. Go ahead.
I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. And as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, hallelujah.
Oh, there we are again, praising the Lord. Go ahead.
For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
Oh, hallelujah. The Lord God reigneth. It says in the 7th verse, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Are you his wife?
Yep.
You got to make yourself ready. Who dressed you when you came to church today? When you're a baby, mama used to dress you, but mama don't dress you anymore. When you were a baby, mama used to wipe you, but mama don't wipe you anymore. You've been potty trained. When you were small, mama used to breastfeed you, but you ain't breastfed anymore. Are you getting the message? It said that the wife hath made herself ready. Some people say, well, I'm waiting for a sign. Honey, God's given you enough signs.
That's right.
So, where's the sign? If you're the son of God, he said, the kingdom of God is within you. And if you don't recognize this in the spirit, man, you're not going to recognize it though everything is going on around you. The wise men followed the star. They said, where is he that is born king of the Jews? They followed the star, but there are not too many wise people in the world. The wisdom they got came from the Spirit of God, because Solomon asked for wisdom and God said, I'll give you riches and honor. These men were not only wise, they had riches because they brought to Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So they were not only wise, they had M-O-N-E-Y.
Yep.
Everyone say, money.
Money.
Didn't say they brought their Bible. Or their prayer shawl. Or their rosary beads. It said they brought money.
Mm-hmm.
They brought money. Everybody say money.
Money.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were wise. They were wealthy. That's what wisdom does. When Solomon asked for wisdom, God said, I'm going to give you riches and honor. You know why the church goes around shouting and they're living below the railroad tracks? Because they never got the understanding. They're so busy trying to impress people of how religious they are that they're tying the hands of God from blessing them. If you be willing and obedient, if you go toward the voice, you will eat the good of the Lamb. Stop trying to be religious. Come on. Be honest. You are what you are. Go toward the voice and you will eat the good of the land.
Amen.
Come on, you give the Lord a clap offering. Let us be glad and rejoice. Turn to Psalms 104:35, Kevin, in the King James. See what it says. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her, the church that made herself ready, was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. You know why it says that you will be wearing fine linen? Because the priest, when they went into the temple, wore linen. Because God did not want them to sweat. If you're sweating trying to get the blessings of God, then you're trying to earn it. You don't earn the blessings of God. Salvation is a gift of God. Healing is a gift of God. Prosperity is a gift of God. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And to her was granted that you'll be going to be arrayed in fine linen. And another thing about linen, if you look on your iron, linen is the hottest setting on the iron. Everything else is synthetics and you got to keep it at a low temperature. But linen, you can put the heat to linen, honey. It can withstand the heat. You see, we're the folks, linen is light and it's strong and it can withstand the heat. It said you're going to be arrayed in fine linen. It didn't say heavy robes. It's the righteousness of the saints. What have you got in Psalms 104:35?
Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord.
Right there is hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord means hallelujah. The rejoicing that all the sinners are getting rid of, and praise ye the Lord means hallelujah. Read that again, Kevin.
Let the sinners, Psalms 104:35, let the sinners be consumed out of the earth.
Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth. Go ahead.
And let the wicked be no more.
Let the wicked be no more. Continue.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. There are some funerals you can go to. You can say hallelujah.
Yep.
You can say hallelujah. He said, bless what, Kevin?
Bless thou the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Continue.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord means hallelujah. They're rejoicing because of what, Kevin?
Because the sinners and the wicked are no more.
Isn't that wonderful? You can go to church and there's a wicked one laying and can say, praise God. Hallelujah. Another one out of the way. What do you think happened with Caleb and Joshua? 40 years they were stepping over corpses singing hallelujah. Onward Christian soldiers marching as to war. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They're dying all around us. But God gave us his word that we're going to enter in. And at the age of 80 years old, they had as much strength as they had when they were 40 years old. Hallelujah. Corpses all around them. Millions of people dying. But God was raising up a new generation that was going to go on into the promised land. God is going to have a people that are going to go on into victory. Glory. Listen to this. We're arrayed in fine linen, no sweat. When the priest went in, they had to wear linen. What was it that David wore, Kevin? Read it, when he danced down the streets of Jerusalem. That's why his wife said, look at you, you uncovered yourself. He took off his kingly attire. He took off his velvet robes. You can't go into the temple in velvet robes. They want to impress people with their robes and their mitres and their chairs and all of this and all the opulence. I'm just telling you the way it is. What do you get, Kevin?
It's a 2 Samuel 6:14. It says that David danced before the Lord with all his might.
Uh-huh.
And David was girded with a linen ephod.
David was girded with what?
A linen ephod.
He took off his kingly attire, took off his velvet robes. And a linen ephod means he took on the form of a servant, a priest. That's what a linen ephod means. And you notice it here, the righteousness of the saints is you're going to wear linen. David was girded with a linen ephod. Dancing down the streets of Jerusalem, took off his kingly attire. Took on the form of a priest, a servant, to serve the Lord. Read that again, Kevin.
It says that David was girded with a linen ephod.
What are we going to wear in heaven? Linen. Mm-hmm. Isn't that great how God's word all ties in? This just make you want to shout.
Yes.
This is better than pumpkin pie, whipped cream, turkey, stuffing. Come on. Brown gravy, mashed potatoes, hot biscuits and butter. This is better than that. This is the value, honey, that gonna bring us into eternity. When you get this, you're gonna go through the eternity wearing the linen ephod. It says linen is the righteousness of the saints. That means you're gonna be in the priesthood. Turn to someone and say, I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
And I'm a king.
And I'm a king.
I don't think some of you believe it. But it's true. You better start walking like it now and acting like it. Right. Know who you are. Jesus not only came to reveal God to man, he came to reveal man to himself. Some folks don't even know who they are. Aren't you glad you know who you are today? You're a king and a priest. Aren't you glad you're out of the sheepfold and you got the anointing on your life? That's what brought him out of the sheepfold. It was the anointing. Sammy went and they got him out of the sheepfold and poured oil on his head and said, now you're a king. Well, you think the anointing is what makes you a leader. It's not just to make you fall on the floor and be covered by a white sheet and shake. Some of you are not getting it. The anointing is there to make you a leader. Everybody say, I'm a leader. I'm not a follower. Say, I'm a leader, I'm not a follower. I'm a leader, and I'm not a follower. You just made a confession today. Amen. With the mouth, confession is made. And you're letting the devil know he better step back because you're not a follower. You're not going to follow the goats, but you are a leader. Say, devil, get out of my way. Yep. Oh, hallelujah. I am a leader.
I'm a leader.
I saw heaven opened. Revelation 19 and 11. I saw a white horse. Say, hi-o silver.
Hi-o silver.
And he that sat upon it was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war, talking about the Lord. You see, I told you he's a man of war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Who was the Jesus? And his name is called the Word of God. You've got the Word of God right now. Can you say hallelujah? His name is called the Word of God. And the armies. Hello, army.
Hello.
You have been drafted. This isn't something you join. You've been drafted.
That's right.
And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. You know what, folks? All of you are going to be riding a horse in heaven. It said the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen. You're coming back as priests. You see, there's the fine linen again. Riding on a horse, you're coming back to rule and to reign. You're coming back with authority. It says they're clothed in fine linen. What are you doing? You're coming back with the Lord to make war. This mess in Florida is going to be straightened out. The Lord is coming back. He's going to have the final vote.
That's right.
Can you say hallelujah? How many of the Lord is going to have the final vote? Our ballots are in, honey. We're going to be with white linen. We're all going to be riding horses. We're coming back saying, making war. The armies in the 14th verse, which were with him, followed him upon white horses, clothed priests making war. That's right, we're making war on the devil. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that it should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written King of Kings and Lord of Lords.